Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. On the 1st of October 2011, the London International Church of Christ are hosting a teaching day focused on the book of Hebrews. It starts at 10, finishes at 1, and the location is Bloomsbury Central Baptist Church down in central London. And I really hope you can attend. And in the preparation of the day and thinking about the materials for not just the day, but the teaching series that follows in October and November, I've been putting together some Hebrews teasers, and this is Hebrews teaser number 12. I have a question for you from chapter 12 of Hebrews. Let's read verses 14 and following, and I'll ask you a question that I hope will get your faith strengthened and matured, and I hope will get the brain going in as we think ahead of the teaching day. Verse 14, Hebrews 12. Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and to defile many. See that no one is sexually immoral or is godless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights as the oldest son, and then on he goes. So Hebrews chapter 12, after building their faith and focusing them on Jesus, Hebrews chapter 12 is actually quite a challenging chapter. The writer is giving some hefty admonitions to the people he's writing to. And he asks them at the beginning of Hebrews 12, having talked to them a lot about the heroes of the faith in chapter 11, to fix their eyes on Jesus. Hebrews 12 verse 2, fix your eyes on Jesus, he says. Think more about Jesus, he says, and realize that your struggles are not yet at their fulfillment. And don't worry about the discipline you're going through. Come on, he says to them. God loves you and he will discipline you only as seems best. And they are going through a time of discipline. He challenges them to strengthen their feeble arms and their weak knees in verse 12. And now in verse 14, 15, 16. Now we come to a very interesting point. I'd like to ask you what you think about verse 15. He says there, see to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Now, he talks about some specific sins in the book of Hebrews, but what might be this bitter root specifically? What might the bitter root be that grows up? What kind of trouble might it cause? How does it defile many? He doesn't seem to specify here. He talks about holiness in general, and in verse 16 he talks about sexual immorality, but is that specifically what he means by the bitter root? Doesn't it seem a bit more general than that? What is that bitter root? Well, here's just a couple of things to think about. Deuteronomy 29, verse 18, make sure there is no man or woman, clan or tribe among you today whose heart turns away from the Lord our God to go and worship the gods of other nations. Make sure there is no root among you that produces such bitter poison. Bitter poison, he talks about there in Deuteronomy chapter 29. Seems to be connected with the heart turning away from the Lord. There's a concern that the Hebrew writer has about this all through the book of Hebrews. So is this what is talked about here? It seems to be some kind of unpardonable sin. I'm not sure it's the same as the sin against the Holy Spirit, but there's something going on here that hardens the heart. Of course, he talks about the hardening of the heart and how important that is in other passages in Hebrews. But what is the bitter root? If you could summarize it in a sentence, the bitter root is, what would you say? Seems to be important. Seems to be actually crucial to people's faithfulness and inheriting all the promises of God. So it's important that we work out what that bitter root might have been for them and what that bitter root could be for us today. Well, let me know what you think. I'd be really interested. Drop me a line at malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, or you can find out more information on the ICC Missions webpage or the ICC Missions News Facebook page. There's also a Hebrews Teaching Day Facebook event, and I'm sure you can get hold of me. Let me know what you think. I would be fascinated. Thank you so much, and I hope this is interesting and helpful to your faith. I hope you have a wonderful day, and until the next one, God bless.